There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, welcome to the Monday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. We're going to travel all the way to Norway today. The Investigative Journal is going to travel to Norway. We're going to bring on Leo Zagami, the man who has brought interesting information, the truth, about the real secret societies and how they operate and the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. And we'll get to his interview right after this short segment. There's two stories I did want to talk about. The first one is, if President Clinton wasn't above the law, he would have been the first pardoned federal felon ever to serve as president. And while a fugitive from justice, very many people realize this, Clinton ran for Congress in 74 and Arkansas Attorney General in 1976. Now, we all know about Bush's record. Similar things happened to him. Both of these guys, both leaders of the New World Order, killing millions of people with their illegal wars, were just, they never wanted to go in and fight one day for the American people. So you know how these guys are. Hypocrites, and this story shows exactly Clinton's character. Retired Navy Commander Hamilton McWhorter has sent the Arctic Beacon note. He's compiled an interesting dossier on former New World Order President Clinton's true military record, conveniently covered up for many years by the infiltrated and corrupted media. All of the facts about Clinton's criminal past, compiled by Commander McWhorter, were obtained from Freedom of Information Act requests, public laws, and various other books. It should be mentioned, none of the allegations have ever been refuted by Clinton. After looking at Clinton's past, Commander McWhorter noted that Bill Clinton, first, he calls him the first pardoned federal felon ever to serve as President of the United States. And here are some of the facts collected by Commander McWhorter. Bill Clinton registers for draft on September 8, 1964, accepting all contractual conditions of registering for the draft. His numbers then listed. Bill Clinton classified 2S on November 17, 1964. Bill Clinton classified 1A on March 20, 1968. Bill Clinton ordered to report for induction on July 28, 1969. Bill Clinton then refuses to report and is not inducted into the military. Bill Clinton reclassified 1D after enlisting in the United States Army Reserves on August 7, 1969. Clinton signs enlistment papers and takes oath of enlistment. Bill Clinton fails to report to his duty station at the University of Arkansas. Bill Clinton reclassified 1A as enlistment with the Army Reserves. Bill Clinton's birth date lottery number is 311. I did mention, and he failed to report even to the Army Reserves. Then he tries to get into the lottery, which he couldn't do because he was already supposed to serve. Bill Clinton then runs for Congress in 74 while a fugitive of justice under Public Law 9040 that he violated. Bill Clinton runs for Arkansas Attorney General in 1976 while a fugitive from justice. Bill Clinton receives a pardon on January 21st, 1977, from former President Carter. So there's a rundown on how Clinton got out of serving in the Vietnam War. And we all know Bush's past. Now, there's another story. I just want to mention this as I go into the break that I'm going to talk about later on in the hour. And that is a little-known booklet for private eyes only called the Vatican Project or Project Vatican. Now, this surfaced on a Vatican website at projecttv.nventure.com, which is no longer up, and it outlines how they plan to destroy this country and basically form the restoration of the global kingdom of Jesus Christ in the third millennium. We'll be back with my guest after this short message.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk till peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal on this Monday, and I'll tell you this. I wanted, before I get to Leo Zagami, let me just mention this. This kind of goes hand in hand with what we're going to be talking about for the next 2 hours from this courageous man who's come forward, and I mean that because he's talking about things that many, many people aren't, and that is he's not messing around. He's telling the truth about what happened and how these people operate in Europe and in America, and how they are now setting their sights on our country as they did his in Italy many years ago and are still doing today. But I did want to mention Project Vatican. This is a little-known booklet that was sent to me by a, let me see, Brother R.G. Stair of the Overcomer Ministry. Now, he's got this on his website, and it's not circulating very much. It was on the Vatican website at projecttv.nventure.com, but that website's been taken down. And what it is it's an 18-page booklet. This internal document is a blueprint for the restoration of the global kingdom of Jesus Christ in the third millennium. That's how they present it. And contained within the booklet is also the Vatican's plan for the domination of America, listing their goals and true evil purposes right from the horse's mouth. And although the booklet has been kept from prying eyes, Brother R.G. Stair of the Overcomer Ministry has obtained a copy, placing it on his website at www.overcomer.com. ministry.org. The document was forwarded to STAIR by Brother Mark Hodgson in October of 2006. This is a revealing document of the Vatican's true purposes, says Brother STAIR on his website. Project Vatican is dedicated to the restoration of the global kingdom of Jesus Christ in the third millennium. And when you read this, it goes through a five-phase plan that they have that started 523 years ago. Presently, they're on phase five, and this has been going on for a while, and it lists exactly what they're going to do. And go to my website. I've written tomorrow, that story will be up at www.arcticbeacon.com. But in the meantime, go to Brother Stair's website at overcomerministry.org, and you can read this document that's been pulled from their website, I guess because they were getting bad publicity. So anyway, I thought that'd be interesting. Well, let me go now to Leo Zagami and introduce my guest this way. He's been with us many times and will be with us many times in the future because this story is vital. We brought this out about 5 months ago when Leo came forward, and I was lucky enough to run into his story and bring him forward to the American public so that people can hear the truth about how things operate through the secret societies and how they operate all the way up to the top of our governments and top of our religious organizations. Leo, how are you today?
Very well indeed. I just have some news from a grandmaster in Italy who called me up and said, "It's really true, Leo, that all these Freemason lodges are infiltrated by the OTO and the Jesuits, but there is still some good people out there." I said, "Well, if the good people are out there, they should be coming together and fighting this great evil also together, because it's not just the fact that you want to state that there is some evil within the brethren, but you have to actually make something to change things around. What do you think, Greg?"
Yeah, I do, because, you know, the real key is that if these people, you can say it very simple, if the Vatican is good, there's only one possibility. They're either good or they're evil. Now, if they're good, why aren't they doing good things? Why haven't they excommunicated Stalin? Why haven't they excommunicated Mussolini? Why aren't they trying to help America get out of its problems and combat the war? Why don't they come against illegal immigration? So I'm saying if they are good, why aren't they doing good things? The only conclusion you can draw is they're evil. And that goes with the members of the Freemason lodges that you talk about. If they are good, let's see them do some good things. Good point. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, there has been an interesting aspect of what has been my act of rebellion in the last few months. Apparently, you remember I talked to you in the past about this Grand Lodge based in Livorno, the Grand Lodge Unita Tradizionale, which is close to the Jesuits doing the rectified Scottish Rite. I don't know if you remember about this.
Right, go ahead.
Apparently, Luigi Piazza, who was this Sicilian grandmaster working under the P2, was bringing forward this new alliance of the third big alliance of Freemasons in Italy. It came all in pieces because after the revelations that we made, there has been a lot of lodges questioning the grandmaster. So apparently, in the last few days, he had to resign and there is another grandmaster now, Mauro Lazzari, who is closest to our concept, who is refusing to practice the rectified Scottish Rite because obviously, as we know, is close to the Jesuits and to this whole world which is connected to the Vatican. They are trying, in a way, to different lodges. The fact is, in Italy we have many grand lodges. In America you have only two or three main obediences, mainly one for each territory because they respect territoriality. While in Italy they don't respect territoriality because obviously they had to be subject to what was the Vatican territoriality. Because right. The Vatican seems to want to be the owner of Italy. Recently they have opened a lodge in Vicenza dedicated to a pope, Pope Pius II, and it's the first time in history that the Freemasons dedicate a lodge. And in Vicenza, which has been now the base, the problem for a big for the government, because the Americans want to enlarge their military base, and as you know, Greg, it has created a lot of problems. And apart from that, also the situation in Afghanistan and the fact that the Vatican didn't want this crusade to end has made the government fall down in Italy last week.
So, yeah, why don't you elaborate on this military base and what's going on there with this story?
Well, basically what's happening is that last Saturday, the 17th, if I don't get it wrong, there has been a big exhibition. Well, people have gone in the streets in Vicenza, apparently around 100,000 people. 100,000 people, some say 50,000 people, it depends, you know, always the versions, who says. The police says one thing, the demonstrators always say a different thing. But they were basically rebelling against the New World Order, against this base, which if this base in Vicenza, this U.S. base, NATO base, enlarges, it will create a damage to the environment, which is pretty serious. So what's happening now is that obviously a lot of people are concerned in the area and all over Italy about what's happening. But obviously Prodi, who is a Freemason, and his government, close to the Vatican USA crusade, had to say yes to this Illuminati wanted base, because they want the base to enlarge, and obviously they even made the government fall down when they saw that the government was contradicting this. Prodi went up to the Vatican last week also with his government, and he there had a meeting with all the various Vatican representatives, and Ruini at that point secretly said to Prodi, you have to get your government to fall, because in these conditions we can't make, you know, we can't go on with our crusade in Afghanistan, we can't go on enlarging the base in Vicenza, we can't go on with the plan to make this Italy and this government subject to the New World Order. And this is also because Italy is still, as you know, under the control of powers like P2, Gladio, and Opus Dei very heavily, and all under the control of the Jesuits.
So, right. So they want, the Vatican says there's too much resistance in the present government, so collapse the government again. What is this now? 45
well, at the moment, then the president has given back the opportunity to Prodi to be again prime minister, but this time, obviously, there is not going to be anybody that can say no to the war in Afghanistan. And you know how important it is for the CIA and the Vatican, the dealing of drugs in Afghanistan, and how important it is to be in Afghanistan with their military. I mean, nothing has really changed in Afghanistan. Actually, it has got much worse. And there is the possibility that, as usual, this new government, which is being created by Prodi, a few days after he resigned, he has been given again the opportunity to form a new government, will simply be a puppet government that will say yes to anything the Vatican wants. And this is very important, because the Vatican needs to have people in control who are their own puppets. And,
right.
And so this is very important for the Vatican.
Right, and they do, basically, the reason that's important is that, America, together with the puppet masters in Italy, present a program that is, supposedly independent, but the Vatican has always got their dirty fingers involved even in American politics. That's why this story is important. And again, we're putting a military base in a foreign country to expand this war in the Middle East. Don't you agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this is totally connected with the Vatican crusade. And when they move in, they don't care if tens of thousands of people have marched peacefully through the northern Italian city of Vicenza on Saturday and protested against this military base. They just care that they get rid of the people who refuse this military base or refuse to rebel against this crusade in Afghanistan. And also there has been a lot of talk in Italy because of these rights of cohabiting for people called the DICO bill, which has been drafted in a special cabinet meeting held on February the 8th. And was supposed to be submitted to the Italian government. Basically, we are talking here about gay marriages. And we know, obviously, that the Pope has a gay lover. We know that most of the Vatican have unmarried couples in their midst, because this is how it works in the government, you know very well. In the government of the Vatican, that the gay lobby is very powerful.
Leo, can you do me a favor? Leo, we're going to take a break. Let's pick up right where you left off, back after this short message with Leo Zagami.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Leo Zagami from Italy, now living in Norway. Go ahead, Leo. You were talking about the gay agenda.
Well, what happened was that, approached by reporters, the head of the Vatican Illuminati, Camillo Ruini, said that the meeting had gone very well. And we have also the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who is now this new very strong power in the Vatican, that said the talks had allowed both sides to clarify their position towards, including the future resignation, obviously, in case of failure with the Vatican-USA crusade in Afghanistan. Because what happened was that Prodi reaffirmed the great and special relation between the Vatican and Italy, and soon after released a statement pledging to call a meeting of majority parties to reaffirm the government, foreign policy lines, And after that, he lost the control of the government, and Prodi went to the Italian president to resign. And obviously, as a usual Italian charade and theater, after a couple of days, the president gave back the job to the prime minister, as long in, and in, with the condition that this, for example, this Vico Pax bill, that's what it's called, the Pax, these marriages that are not marriages, they are civil unions between men and men or women and women, were not passed. Because you see the great hypocrisy here of the Vatican. They themselves are full of gay priests, full of whatever perversions they have inside their midst, and still they like to preach that the only way is the way of the marriage union, the regular marriage, because they think they have the ultimate truth upon everything. So they are conditioning the government, and also the important thing, they knew that the ultra-communist, the left-wing side, the radical left, will not have approved a continuation of the Italian presence in Afghanistan. And this because the crusade is obviously driven by the Vatican and by these characters like Ruini. So we have complete control over the Italian state like they have over the American state. This is something that is also regarding and has a connection with America because of the American base in Vicenza that we mentioned just earlier, and the problem that they want to enlarge it, and people are against it. People are also against having, in England, for example, we saw what happened a few days ago when people went into the streets rebelling against the war, against Tony Blair's decision of wanting to install new military bases for America and to be part of the space shield, what he calls the missile shield. And so I think that it's important to understand for Americans that all this is driven by the occult powers of Rome and Jerusalem that are together working hand in hand for this new world order. And Lucifer is definitely rising in their midst. But a lot of people say, who is this Antichrist? Is the Antichrist yet to come? I think that the signs are all there. The Antichrist will be a person who will preach peace and will do war. Who is that person nowadays, dear Greg?
Well, it seems to me that you could name a lot of people. And I hate to but I would say the Pope would be one candidate, or his successor.
In the Quran it says many Dajjals, many Antichrists will come in the end of times, and there will be an ultimate one. And like you said, the Pope is a right candidate, the Black Pope, the General of the Jesuits, but especially we have George H. Bush. You were talking earlier about Clinton. Clinton has always been a puppet of George H. Bush since he has joined the CIA many years ago. He was meant to infiltrate the left wing for George Bush. So Clinton is a slave of the Bushes. In any case, it's just many years ago they have put together this puppet show so the American people will be pleased. And when they're not pleased anymore with one family, which is the Bushes, they will go on to the Clintons. It will be, you know, backwards and forwards kind of drop the barrel, how we say, kind of thing.
Right, and so George, you claim that you know a lot of inside information that George H. Bush is probably one of the most powerful people in the occult here in the secret societies and in our country, and they use Clinton as the person to infiltrate the left wing and get the left wing support. Is that how you view it?
Yeah, no, but this is proven. There has been people from the secret services in Italy who have also written statements about the fact that Clinton many years ago was working with for George H. Bush when he was the head of the CIA. This is stuff which I have gone through also, because when I was in the Illuminati Lodge in Monte Carlo, the P2 Lodge, at one point they said, Comandante Balestrieri said, now we're going to support Hillary Clinton and the Democrats for this next election. So obviously they are shifting their whole show from one side to the other to make people happy and to please the sheep while they go on with their crookery and with this new world order, which makes money for those usual families like the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller, who are part of this cabal of evil people who has as the spiritual leaders the Jesuits, but has a whole link also with Zionism and the New World Order. It's something that is a togetherness of all these elements.
All right, listen, we're going to take a short break, come back for our second half hour with Leo Zagami, who will be with us for the entire show. If you want to call us, 800-313-9443, back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back for the second half hour. And one program note, you can go now to rbnlive.com. There was a little problem with the website, but now you can get through and get the live shows through rbnlive.com. Also, the archives have been updated through January 26th or 27th of 2007, and the interim shows from that date to this date are all being taped and will be updated shortly, I'm told, from the back of from the producers in RBN. So those archives will be up shortly. So shows like this are being taped, by the way, by several other people around the internet, so we're always getting a feed. So these shows, a lot of people have come to the rescue of helping RBN get the archives back, so don't worry about it. You can get these shows, and they will be up on RBN's website shortly. One thing I wanted to mention regarding the New World Order, you can, and I always tell this to even the New World Order members, you can stop armies, you can slow down armies, you can stop violence, but you can never stop a message that is being told that is ready to be passed on to the masses and to expand. And that's what this message is all about. The gig is up, so to speak, as we would say here in America. We understand how you operate. It's just a question now of people getting on board and really fighting for the truth and for their country and for their children. It's no longer time to sit back. Leo Zygami has helped to connect the dots from his position overseas, because this is a worldwide organization, and the beginnings of it, the roots of it, are right where Leo is at. And he was there. He understood it from when he was a child working in the Vatican, and became a high-level member of a Monte Carlo P2 Masonic Lodge, very influential all around the world. And he learned some things very important. We're going to get into his story for the listeners that have not heard it. But let me just say this, Leo. I just noticed an article in our newspaper that former Mayor Giuliani is now running for president, and he's calling himself the 9/11 president, running on that ticket. And I want you now to clear this up, because I know you have information about Giuliani's real connection with 9/11 through some Italian people that are now in America, from what you heard going on in the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. So straighten it out for Americans and tell them why they shouldn't vote or put a man like this into office. Go ahead.
Okay. The Vatican controls the Monte Carlo Lodge. The Monte Carlo Lodge controls the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans. The Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans control Rudolf Giuliani. In this pyramid of power, as you see, is the Vatican. Obviously, Giuliani, being also close to the Knights of Malta and the Knights of Columbus, he has also a specific position in this cabal. I want to say to people that 9/11 was created by the Vatican and by the CIA together, and to actually elect Giuliani is like electing one of the people who has created this 9/11 myth, who has helped the perpetrators, the evil perpetrators of this 9/11 to get away with it, because he was part of the show, he was a great actor in this show, and you should keep an eye on the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans, which is this very powerful organization, which these days has substituted in America the mafia, because before you had the mafia of the Gottis, of the mafia of the Lucky Lucianos, but nowadays you have more establishment-driven situation, which look even paramasonic. We're divided in chapters and lodges, like the Orders of the Sun of Italo-Americans. And the most powerful lodge within this, which Rudolf Giuliani is part of, is based in Staten Island, and is called the Giuseppe Mazzini Lodge of the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans. And from there, they have driven the New World Order and this situation when it comes down to 9/11 and programming the control of America through a strategy of tension that they had already experimented in Italy, like you said before.
All right, well, let's go back to Ballastieri's connection, just so people understand. And what you heard with Licio Gelli in Italy prior to 9/11, how this was orchestrated, like you said, from the Vatican on down, and Giuliani being a part of it, knowingly killing 3,000 of his own citizens. Go ahead.
But for them, killing, if there is a higher purpose, they see themselves as knights of a higher purpose. They see those 3,000 people as a sacrifice that has to be done to the gods in order to achieve the ultimate power and control over the American people. America is nowadays going down, but because all the American Illuminati themselves have already invested, like we said in the past, and they are still investing in the new dictatorships of the third millennium, and that's China, Russia, and places also like India. That's why in Pakistan, especially Pakistan, because Pakistan was a direct link with the 9/11, and it was in charge of some of the misdoings of that event.
As we go back to your to what you heard in the Monte Carlo Lodge prior to 9/11, try to tell us so we can put some names to this, like Balestieri, who's now in New York.
Commandante George Hugo Balestieri, who is now director of the Rotary Club, has been working closely with George H. Bush and with George Bush. He's in partnership for a company called MSGI Security, who takes care of controlling and building security for the airports. Obviously, they had a great escalation in the, they had a lot of clients, obviously, after the 9/11. So there had to be also an economic drive to this, to this, because there has to be always an economic reason behind everything. There is a lot of people, obviously, who have in the Illuminati taken advantage of 9/11, and those people. Before I was, when I was in the Monte Carlo Lodge, they were just viewed as victims that were sacrificial victims of a whole world crusade who is driven by the occult powers of the Vatican and Jerusalem. They want to bring around the kingdom of the Antichrist, and the Antichrist is coming forward with his kingdom. And unfortunately, we are not able to stop him at the moment because he has control of the media, he has control of all the everything that goes through to us, because they want to have control also of our spirit. So they want to have control of all the propaganda that goes towards us. That's why the Monte Carlo Lodge was very important, because it was a place where a lot of psyops from different intelligence agencies were coming together to put together the plan. People like Jelly were key people in also bringing the money from the Swiss banks to the Pakistani banks to Bin Laden and to create this whole conspiracy. So Lisa Jelly actually had a very important role since he was also guested at Reagan's inauguration ceremony as a president. Since that time, he was with George H. Bush in charge of this new world order. So he made sure that all the moves were made to establish this new world order and to create a strategy of tension. It was created, obviously influencing the Wahhabis, because the Wahhabis, like, for example, Osama bin Laden or the Emir of Qatar, have made a religious choice because they were influenced already by the Vatican and by the Zionists. That's why they created this schism in the first place, and they took control of those lands where now obviously this, the oil is bringing extreme riches. But I want to say something here about Islam, because obviously we have, I'm a Muslim and I'm proud to be a Muslim, but we all have different ideas. Obviously, Greg, for example, you are quite close instead to the view of Alberto Rivera, if I don't get it wrong.
Right.
While instead I view, because I have also direct links with the family of the Prophet, my wife is herself from the family of Prophet Muhammad, so I had the possibility of understanding what true Islam is. And true Islam, which is Sunni Islam, which is the pure form of Islam, has been corrupted later on by the Vatican, but not at the beginning. We have to understand that all these wars that came after and still nowadays with the Shiites have been manipulated by the Vatican from the beginning and by the Zionists. And also the Wahhabi. The Wahhabi were the last project that is only 2 centuries old, this schism. But it's already very powerful and has the key people in the Saudi Arabia, in all the various emirates. And that means that they have extremely a lot of power. But I don't see them as proper Muslims, as true Muslims. And I think that in part what Alberto Rivera from Cardinal Bea got to know was truth, only in part. And part of it, because it's easy for somebody who is external to Islam to make of everything, of the whole of Islam, an evil bunch. You understand, Greg? You have to have an inside understanding of what Islam is. Islam is many. Islam never had a centralized power like the Vatican to make directives for everybody. You understand?
So, yeah. And what I was using primarily Alberto Rivera, his story, and I've had his wife on, was intended to show how the Jesuits infiltrated churches in America.
I support what Alberto Rivera has been doing after he came out of the Jesuits, and I have immense respect for that. But I also have to tell you that obviously we have to be careful, because also some disinformation will be leaking through the cardinals who were on top of him. I mean, he wasn't a cardinal, you understand? He wasn't a bishop.
Yeah, so, and it's like we talked about with David Icke, when he comes out with the story about the Jesuits being the real spiritual controllers, but then mixes it in with his reptilian idea of UFOs and people on the, you know what I'm getting at, mixing messages sometimes.
No, absolutely.
Can be...
They create disinformation. I mean, for example, it has been released a video now called The Antichrist Conspiracy, The Illuminati Volume 2, which is featuring also David Icke. And I must say that it has a lot of elements of truth. But unfortunately, when at the end of every little thing, he then puts in that reptilian message, which, for example, when he was talking about Rosemary's Baby, you remember the film Rosemary's Baby?
Right.
The film of Roman Polanski was created by the Church of Satan insiders, who were all influenced by the Vatican. We know, obviously, about the great connection between Michael Aquino, Anton LaVey, the Vatican, George H. Bush nowadays. But because I have also described it in the past. But the film Rosemary's Baby has some important elements, obviously, that should be judged for what they are, under a symbolic and occultistic nature. But when he says that Mia Farrow has been copulating with a reptilian, then, in that film, it seems a bit too much for me. Sorry, Greg. It obviously creates disinformation when he puts that reptilian at the end of the whole thing, which could be very serious. As I said, this video has a lot of elements which are true. And unfortunately, I think, actually, that lately this myth of this reptilian thing is coming... it's really boring people. So even David Icke is not including it as a feature anymore in his documentaries. Thanks God. But it's still one of the main things at the end. You know, he's not talking about it for the whole video, because it will bore everybody. But at the end, he ends up with Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth being a lizard. I mean, Queen Elizabeth is obviously a person that we know is a Knight of Malta. He's responsible for the Knights of Malta in the UK. He's a very important person for the Vatican, Queen Elizabeth. And we shouldn't mix it up with some lizard meat. No? What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, what happens here is the message, the truthful message of how they really operate gets down to a lot of what you've said about the financial and the control aspect in the military. But when you start mixing the Vatican story with the reptilians and
UFOs... But is it the intelligence or the psyops who wanted these mix-ups with UFOs, with reptilians, with secret underground bases full of aliens, all these kinds of stories? In the meantime, sin, devil worship and rock and roll goes on as usual, with people like Ozzy Osbourne having dinners in the White House, for example, and with Barbara Bush being a great fan of Ozzy Osbourne. That is something that I will meditate on, not on some UFO myth created by people like Steven Spielberg, who at the end of the day are working as usual for the usual Jesuits and the Vatican.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're going to spend a whole hour after this, another hour with you, and I wanted to get into a little bit of your background. But just so people know, I mean, you were born a Catholic. You grew up in the Vatican, working in Vatican radio as a child. You became a very popular DJ in Italy. I mean, you were involved a lot with the propaganda of the New World Order. And
absolutely, at high level.
People need to understand where you're coming from, I think. And that is important because when you talk about all the different religions, I mean, one of their biggest ploys, the Jesuit ploy, is to always pit one person against another, their religion against their religion, to create confusion and strife. Where I think what you're saying is there needs to be unity amongst all the major religions and to fight against war. And this is something they do not want, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And we also, I mean, it doesn't matter if we had been fighting in the past, even amongst Muslims, I want to say that. But please come together instead of then making to function as puppets for these puppet masters in Rome with creating all these wars. I mean, and what's happening now in Iraq is it's a catastrophe. What's happening nowadays around the world with millions of people dying every year through famine, through wars, is all because we have the possibility and the solution for it all, but we don't want to use it because the Vatican is still stopping and working for the slave gods of this new millennium, this evil empire that they want to perpetrate. So they want to be the golden builders of this new world order. They don't want to leave anything for anyone else. And they want to after start eliminating large parts of the populations. That's very important.
Yeah, and I want to get into that because I know you talked about that in many of your Monte Carlo P2 Lodge meetings about this depopulation of the world. And I think that's quite important. We're going to take a short break in just a second here and then get back. We'll have a short segment on this side of the hour and then get back for a full hour with Leo Zagami. If you want to call us, 800-313-9443. We will also talk about the Tour of Hope, which Leo is organizing, back after this short message.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780 457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I will get to the callers after this short segment, so you hold on there. But Leo, you know, the Vatican is no friend to the Muslim people, as they are not to Protestantism, Christianity in general, and Judaism. They've been involved in genocide ever since the beginning of time. This is nothing new. And there's a recent case now that'll prove this, and that the Hague, even the Hague, the World Court, the United Nations highest court, is infiltrated. And that is a story that I've been sent by several people who have been investigating what goes on in the Hague. But the United Nations highest court on Monday exonerated Serbia of any direct responsibility for the mass slaughter of Bosnian Muslims during 1992 and 95. And I got an email from a friend who follows you and these stories all the time, and he said the news article below is another example of the Vatican's quest for the destruction of all our enemies, which include the Muslims. And I've documented how they're being sued now in federal court in San Francisco regarding the Croatian genocide. They've admitted to it, but the lawyer said this in recent statements, that it was justified under international law. And the attorney who's representing the Croatian victims just rolled his eyes, and he's been on my show. It's just another sign that people need to wake up. Here it is, right out in front of you, documentation of their involvement, and people still are in denial. I know that must upset you, but you keep talking about it, and tell me your thoughts about what I just said.
No, it's important that we come together amongst different religions, and it's important also that we don't create disinformation that can damage the genuine seekers in any way. Also, when it comes down to the problem with the Muslims in Bosnia, well, obviously, what can I say? I mean, it's been a disgrace what's happened. And I also want to say that the New World Order could have intervened in a completely different way, and things could have gone very differently if their plans were different. But you see, the German intelligence, who was actually the driving force wanting to come in to establish themselves for the New World Order in the Balkans, had already created this whole scenario prior to what happened in 1992. So the German intelligence became after with people like Klaus Schmidt, who we have mentioned, the head of the now in the Balkans, but he's very much in control of the whole situation with the EU secret police, which is now in charge, especially the German side, the Bavarian side, which is very close to the Jesuits, is in charge of the whole scene down there, and especially the drugs were another big motive for what was for what happened, because a lot of drugs circulated in that time in Yugoslavia. I remember stories from friends of mine who were coming back from there telling me that drugs were available on such a large scale that people were just going around with bags of them around the street, and nobody could say anything because there was no law. So you can imagine that they have deliberately spread drugs and spread fear amongst people so to control them.
Okay, we're going to get back. We're going to take a break now. I'll get to my callers in Ohio and Colorado and other places right after this short message back on the Investigative Journal.